they had pastors a lot of times, they'd horse around the pastor, but they had a principal shelter. Most everybody had a shelter. Mm-hmm. And that shelter would be right near the barn and everything.
Okay.
And they'd take the barn out of that shelter and have a crib for the corn to eat out of it. And they had most everybody had a certain amount of corn to give the stock at mornings. You know how much hay? Most of it was fodder.
Fodder?
Stripped from that corn.
Yeah, sure, there's noise over there, isn't
it? I think it was eating.
Did you ever grow any cotton?
Well, during the First World War, the government wanted to grow castor beans. Cotton, if you want to do it, they wanted to raise cotton too.
Uh-huh.
That was way back there during the First World War. And I planted five acres of cotton.
Uh-huh. Tell me about some of the work you did in growing cotton.
Well, we planted it, we'd cultivate it, mm-hmm. and fertilize it. And when it got ready, well, we picked the cotton.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever thin it out, thin the cotton out, go out there with a hoe?
No, sir, not listen. That was the only time I ever known cotton to be grown during the First World War, right in this area.
Oh, really? You were one of the first ones?
Yeah, most people, several people planted it, mm-hmm. on account of the government asking to do it,
Mm-hmm.
And some of them planted castor beans, but the most had a lot of cotton.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't make no profit off it, though. Some on this land, it's a super for cotton, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't make nothing out of it.
Did you ever chop cotton?
Well, sometime we kind of thinned it out a little.
Okay.
Yes, sir. But that was in memory now. I'm talking about that date.
Mm-hmm. The First World War.
First World War.
Okay.
But after that, I decided I wouldn't grow if it gave me the seed and the money. And everything was good. I got enough of it. You know, it was 1 year before we got a sale for it.
Really? That long?
Yes, sir. 1 year. They placed it on storage, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And the store man had it ginned, you know. He had a rig of gin somewhere up here. He'd clean it, skin it out for you. And then he stored it for sale.
Mm-hmm.
It was 1 year from the time I planted it before I got a dime out of it. Yeah. I never forget that.
Was there ever, what was the upper part of your barn called? Was there a name for the upper part where you might put the hay, store things? You ever call it the overhead or the loft?
Yeah, known as a loft.
Okay.
It's been so long, it's hard for me to remember those things.
Hey, when you first cut hay, what do you do with it?